Recent numbers say we're getting closer to equal poll when it comes to family finances. We'll tell you about that in a moment with your KFM News Update. I'm Andrew White. First, Greater Sudbury Police continue their search today for a wanted 44-year-old believed to be in the Sudbury area. Darren Sale is wanted on charges of uttering threats, criminal harassment, and breach of probation. Sale stands 6'1" tall, weighing 220 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes. Despite the school year being less than 2 weeks old, Canadore College teachers in the North Bay region say they're joining the faculty from across the province today, choosing between the classroom and a potential picket line. This is over a desire for a 7.5% wage increase over the next 4 years, increasing maximum wages for full-time instructors. Meanwhile, Timmins tax rates are now set moving forward into the fall. City Council approved a residential 2.14% tax increase at a special meeting of City Council yesterday. The increase translates out to roughly a $125 increase. Mayor Steve Black told the press yesterday the goal is to make sure the 2018 tax rates either stay the same or decrease. Sudbury Police Chief Paul Pedersen says that as the provincial and federal government move forward with the legislation to legalize marijuana next year, they will also need to step up when it comes to ensuring that local forces get more training and drug detection equipment. Pedersen told the press this week that it's only logical to presume that there's going to be an increase in consumption, and once the drug is legal, there will be a growing need for resources. There has been yet another school shooting, this time in the U.S. It took place at a high school in Spokane, Washington. One student has died as a result of the shooting. Three others have been seriously injured. It ended when a custodian took down the shooter. He is now being hailed as a community hero. The alleged shooter was a student. He has been taken into custody. And finally, a new study says that men and women are each making comparable contributions to family finances. Stats Canada said this week that the latest data from their 2016 census revealed that of the 8.2 million married or common law couples surveyed in the past year, 96% of them saw both members making the same income since at least 2015. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.